Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Vice President Mike Pence's wife has come under fire for working at a Christian school. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, I love Vice President Mike Pence and his wife, Karen Pence. They are devout Christians. They're not afraid to share that they are devout Christians. They are pro-life. And the vice president's wife, Karen, decided that she's going to work part-time teaching at Emmanuel Christian School, a private K-8 school just outside of Washington, D.C. And she's come under fire, Matt, for that because the policies of that school require staff and others, particularly those that are teaching, to sign a set of standards that are biblical standards regarding personal life of moral purity, believing that marriage can only be between a man and a woman. And for that, she has come under fire.
Yeah, and the attacks have been relentless on social media and the mainstream media. And in fact, one pundit, John King, has said that Karen Pence's Secret Service protections should be removed because taxpayers should not pay to protect her when she is so, quote, anti-LGBT. Well, it's not anti-LGBT. What the left has done is they have couched biblical Christian morality that sex is only appropriate between a man and a woman within the bonds of marriage. They couch that as anti-LGBT, as if LGBT is some kind of identity or protected suspect class. It is not. And so it is a clever way to be anti-Christian, but frame the Christians as the bullies and the people who are attacking Christianity and Christians as the victims. It's actually the exact opposite.
No, wait, is she jet sitting around the world taking lavish vacations, spending taxpayer money?
Like one other First Lady that we know did under
the administration? No, she's teaching part-time at a Christian school, and that's not for money, folks. That's because you have a heart for these children.
Yeah, and so the school has a policy, and here's the policy. Moral misconduct, which violates the bona fide occupational qualifications for employees, includes, but is not limited to, such behaviors as the following. Heterosexual activity outside of marriage. Example, premarital sex, cohabitation, extramarital sex. Homosexual or lesbian sexual activity, polygamy, transgender identity. Any other violation of the unique roles of male and female, sexual harassment, use or viewing of pornography or pornographic material or websites, and sexual abuse or impropriety toward minors as defined by scripture and federal or state law. That's the policy that is consistent with biblical standards. And John King and these others, and King is with CNN, they are essentially, Matt, creating a religious test. The Constitution says that there is no religious test to serve in office. That's clear. That's from the very founders. They didn't want a religious test for people to serve in office. And essentially, they're saying you can't have a Christian biblical viewpoint and have Secret Service protection. You can't have a Christian biblical viewpoint and be the Second Lady of the United States, Karen Pence. That's what they're mad about. It's really an attack on Christianity and biblical morality.
It is, and we've seen liberal Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee, for instance, attack personally for being Christian, for being Catholic, and not so in a veiled way, in suggesting that they're not fit to be on the court because of that. And that is an anti-Christian litmus test that they, and so I believe a lot of this, the attack on the Christian schools, the attack on these individuals, the attack on Karen Pence, I believe it's setting the table for a Supreme Court hearing if, in fact, it was, say, a Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who is a devout Catholic.
And they've already done that. They already did that with her when she was nominated and confirmed to the Court of Appeals. And that's what they have done recently with other nominees of President Donald Trump. You know, she's taught at this same school for 12 years before when Mike Pence was then serving in Congress, when he was a member of the Congress. And she taught the same school for 12 years. She teaches art. She's an art teacher. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I'm so thankful that we have someone like this in the vice president position and also the president's position, to have someone of this kind of character there in the White House. Because, you know, Mike Pence and Karen Pence, when I was at the March for Life, they showed up personally mm-hmm. for the second year in a row, because they did this last year as well. And they showed up personally. Karen Pence spoke first, and then Mike Pence spoke after. And it was so solid on their views of the sanctity of human life. President Donald Trump followed that with a recorded message that was unlike anything Reagan ever did. Reagan would sometimes, you know, mention life, and he was pro-life. But there's never been a president and a vice president who are so outspoken on the sanctity of human life. And, you know, these are individuals, Mike and Karen Pence, they're Christians, they're pro-life, and they are a great example for everyone. A great example as husband and wife, so many different ways, and they've been criticized. Even Mike Pence has been criticized because he won't go out and eat alone with a woman without his wife present or another person present. He won't do that. And he was ridiculed for that.
But, you know, I love when he introduced his wife at the March for Life, when he introduced Karen Pence, he said, "This is my wife, Karen Pence, who teaches art at a Christian school."
I know, and the crowd went crazy.
They went crazy. Nuts. But, you know, he knows, they know that when you're doing the right thing, when you're living for the Lord, the attacks get harder and deeper and hotter.
Well, so, and you also, Matt, you know, you saw, it's shocking, really, to see some of the things that are coming out. Kind of the mask is coming off of this radicalism that's against family, biblical values, Judeo-Christian values and ethics, the scripture, Christianity. Because there was this story that came out that just is right in line with this attack against Mike Pence and Karen Pence and against other people of faith and values.
Well, the one at Google, you mean?
Yeah, Google, yeah. Where they had a meltdown because one of their members was giving a presentation over something that they were doing, and he used the word family.
Oh, dear.
And that just caused them to melt down.
Wow.
And so they ultimately issued emails, the attendees, and the vice president, one of the vice presidents, ended up having to send out an email apologizing for not being inclusive. And they were saying the word family.
It's surreal.
It's
because
homophobic.
They were upset that the word was used in a way to link families with children?
Yeah,
well, yeah.
And family assumes that you have to be married, and it assumes that you have to be a mother and a father with
and
kids.
Children.
And that's so horrible, and it's so discriminatory. And the Google vice president apologized. Help us to learn how to use language that's more inclusive. Seriously?
It is so untethered from reality, and it is so clearly an attack on Christianity, on God, on his design for humanity, and the family being the first unit of government, effectively, where people, young people, learn to be good citizens.
Yeah.
in the family. These attacks, they're absurd, but they're getting stronger, more strident. And in some ways, that's a good thing. The more they go get completely unhinged, the more normal, sane people can sit back and see what leftism truly represents.
But you know, the family was first created by God himself. And so,
it's the foundation of all of society.
Absolutely. So they're going to attack all of his creation.
It's the foundation of humanity. Male-female marriage.
That's why it's under attack.
Exactly.
Because it's a direct rebellion and an attack on God, our creator, who created us in his image. That's what it's all about. You know, Jesus said to his disciples, and thus to all of us who are his disciples, that they persecuted him. And they're going to persecute you. So don't be surprised when that happens. Don't be surprised that Karen Pence or Mike Pence or you or me or anyone else gets criticized because we're followers of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus says, it's not anything personal against you. It's because they first hated me, meaning Jesus. It's an attack. It's a hatred towards Jesus and anyone who follows him and wants to be a Christ follower. That's what the attack's about. So remember that in context. Pray. Put your life in the Word and in the hands of your Creator, and have a sold-out relationship with Jesus Christ. And be a light where there's darkness, bring hope where there's hopelessness, and stand strong for your faith in your Creator and your Savior who gave his life for you and offers it to everyone. In fact, all of these attackers, they need the same thing that you have found, that relationship with Jesus Christ. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel. You can become part of it. You can support us. You can also receive our emails, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.